The Pasuk of Parshas Vaschanan teaches us, Kimi goy god lashol kim krayv me lov, kashem elokeinu b'kol kreinu olav. And the Sefer Derevi Yisrael, from the Mojit Tzereba, points out that the Pasuk says in Tehillim Parakuf Tazayin, we say it in Hallel, Ahavt ki yishma Hashem es koli tachnu noi, ki toz no li. And he questions, what does the pasuk mean when it says kihita oznali, as if to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his ears right next to me? So he explains that the Sefer Shari Oira points out that we who live on this world in the Olam Hazeh, the distance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yachol is so great, and there are so many things, there are so many interferences between the tefillah that our mouths articulate until they're able to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are all these machitzas and there are all these disturbances preventing our tefillah to be able to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So David HaMelech asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to make sure that you hear my tefillah, and therefore I beg of you, kihita oznoi li, put your ear right next to my mouth, and anything that could serve as an interference and as a disturbance between my tefillah and you should not be there. And he explains that's pshat what the pasuk says at the beginning of Parshas Vayigash. The pasuk says Vayigash Elov Yehuda, and he explains that pidrush Vayigash Elov Yehuda represents Jews, Yehudim. Vayigash Elov. We come right close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yedaben na avdcha dova poznei Adoni. Give us the opportunity to speak directly to you without anything interfering between us and you to help our tefillahs be able to be answers. And that's what the pasuk says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that request. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in our parasha, Kimi goy god lashol kim kroiv me'ilov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself available, makes himself so close to us, Kashem lakeinu b'koreinu eilov. Whenever we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kol koreinu eilov, make sure to hear our tefillah. But if we look in that safe in the Shari Oira, which was written by one of the Kadmoinim, he differentiates between the tefillah of a rabbin, the tefillah of a tzibur, versus the tefillah of a yachid. He says, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Ches, Pasuk Lamed Vav, V'yifateu b'finav v'shoyna yichaz v'loy. They try to speak, and it's not convincing, and it's not necessarily going to be accepted, but the pasuk continues, V'hu rachim v'chaper oven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillah, even if it isn't perfect, if it's a tefillah sarabim. But he points out, where is that possible? He says that is only possible in Eretz Yisrael, because the connection between Eretz Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so very strong. But in Chutz Laretz, there are many mechitzas that even if it's a tefillah sarabim, even if it's a tefillah of many, that prevent the tefillah from being accepted. And that's what the pasuk says. And this, the pasuk says, "B'tzalucha u'metzuucha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we are going to suffer. V'heifitz eschah Hashem ba'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us out to Golus all over the world. U'mikatzasa b'sham b'kashtu b'sham as Hashem elokecha. But we daven tefilas rabim. And the pasuk is saying that because we are Misham, but because we are in Golis, there we need in order for our tefillah, even if it's a tefillah sarabim, to be accepted, we need our tefillah cannot be accepted in Chutz Laretz, even though it's a tefillah sarabim, if it's not b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha. But Moshe Rabbeinu gives us the secret in this week's parasha, how our tefillah can be accepted under all circumstances. And the pasuk begins, the parsha begins with the words "Vaschana Hashem," and the Rav Shitzur Rebbe in the Sefer Zerah Kodesh explains, "If Vaschanon, if when we daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's Al Hashem. If our tefillah is for our own personal needs, I need this, I want this, it's not necessary that our tefillah will be accepted. As we're learning, it's not always a tefillah sarabim; it's many times a tefillah in Chutz Laretz." But if our tefillah is l'shem shemayim, if our tefillah is that we're concerned about the kavod hashchina, that we want to see that the kavod hashchina should become accepted and recognized throughout the world, we want that people, there should not be a chel Hashem, that people should say, why are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, Klal Yisrael, suffering? If we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're saying that what we daven for, whether it's for health or panosa or for nachas, it's all for the shem shemayim, then the pasuk says, v'yitzaku al Hashem. As the pasuk says, Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, yitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. When Klal Yisrael davens al Hashem, when the kavanah in our tefillah is the shem shemayim, so just like then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted us and accepted our tefillah. As the pasuk again in Tehillim in Halal says, Loilonu Hashem Loilonu. We're not davening for ourselves. Ki l'shimcha tein kovid. We're davening for the kvod shemayim. And that's what the pasuk says. Ki mi goy godl kashem alakenu b'kol kareinu oylov. Kashem alakenu, we're davening for Hashem alakenu. The medrash on the beginning of this week's parasha, Baschanan al Hashem, says, Zesh Oimer HaKosov. This is what the pasuk says, V'anis filosi elcho Hashem eis rotzen. We daven, and sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an eis rotzen. Sometimes it's not an eis rotzen. Sometimes our tefillahs are answered, and sometimes our not tefillahs are answered. However, if our tefillah is l'shem shemayim, if our tefillah is that we're davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu always listens to tefillah. V'nis filosi l'Hashem eis rotzoi. When is the tefillah that always answered? Eis rotzoi l'kim b'roiv chazdecha. If we're davening l'Hashem shemayim, kimi goy gol kashem alakenu, that we daven for Hashem alakenu, in such a time, where it's a time of Elohim, which know which Elohim represents Midas Hadin, when it's a time of Midas Hadin, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but if you're davening, if we're davening for the Kvod Shemayim, then it will always be an Eis Rotzen, if that is the underlying consideration in our tefillah. And that's why the pasuk says, V'anis filosi v'schan al Hashem be'eis ahi. When is the time? The pasuk doesn't mention when was the time. The pasuk says be'eis ahi at that time. Because the answer is any time that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the proper kavana. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shem shemayim. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he shall listen to our tefillah because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're worried about him. Or b'kash the misham Hashem l'kecha. The misham means wherever we are. So at any time, in any place, if our kavana in the tefillah is l'shem shemayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to our tefillah. And moreover, says the Sefer Yashrus Yaakov, that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was actually not responded to. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, and he wasn't answered. But he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, indeed, his tefillah wasn't answered. He didn't have the zchus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go into Eretz Yisrael. But says the Medrash, Me'omer Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Era es benecha b'tzar, there are going to be times that Klal Yisrael is suffering. Ve'ei mi shivakesh racham lehem. And there's going to be difficulty even to daven. U'miyad anei lehem. And you will answer them. Moshe Rabbeinu said, my tefillah maybe wasn't answered. But what my tefillah accomplishment was that whenever a member of Klal Yisrael, all future generations, will daven, their tefillahs will be answered. And that's why it's so appropriate, explains the Tver Shloima, the Parshas Vaschanan is Parshas Shabbos Nachmu. And in the Haftarah of Shabbos Nachmu, we speak about Davlu Alev Yerushalayim. We speak about the Dabro Alev Yerushalayim. We speak about the Nechama that Yerushalayim has. Explains the Tver Shloima that the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes Amin Aleph teaches us Miyom Shachar Beis Hamikdash, from when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Ninalu Sharei Tefila. The Sharei Tefila had been closed, as the pasuk says, Gam Ki Ezek VaShaveya. Even if I cry out, Sosum Tefilosi. But what the Nechama will be, that when Mashiach comes from Her B'Yameinu, and we will experience the building of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, as we say in our tefillahs on the Yom Nerayim and on Yom Tovim, we say Arav Fanecha Seiraseinu, all of our Seiraseinu, all of our tefillahs will see were not lost. All of the tefillahs that we daven in all of these years of Golus will not have been for waste. On the contrary, for Hashem is avoda levi beisecha, v'ishe Yisrael slosu meher b'tzkabel b'rotzen. We'll see that all of those tefillahs, and particularly the tefillahs that we daven for the Kavod HaShechina, we daven for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, where there will be the greatest Kiddush Hashem available, possible. We say that those tefillahs, we should be zoicha to see the se'arul for the chasir aseinu. We should see that those tefillahs will have been answered in meir b'yameinu with hashav shchinasu l'tzion erecha, with the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, with the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, with the zgalos kvoit shemayim meir b'yameinu.